Welcome back to Legal Eagle with Berry and Lambert Solicitors. Charmaine Fegan is this month's Legal Eagle, and before the break we were discussing the requirements for making a valid will. Another key issue is capacity. So Charmaine, can you explain what that means and how capacity is judged, please?
Aside from the requirements already discussed, the testator must have testamentary capacity, which is a terminology to describe a person's legal and mental ability to make a valid will. There is a test which is set out in the case of Banks and Goodfellow. The testator must appreciate the nature and consequences of making a will, understand the extent of their property, be able to understand and consider any claims against their estate, and not be affected by any disorder of mind or insane delusion. Further case law raised questions as to whether the test in Banks and Goodfellow should remain or whether the Mental Capacity Act should replace it. The Mental Capacity Act sets out alternate criteria that they must understand the information relevant to the decision, retain the information, use that information as part of making the decision, and communicate their decision. Case law has determined that the test set out in Banks and Goodfellow should still apply. If the solicitor feels that the testator does not have the testamentary capacity required, a will should not be signed and a capacity assessment may be required from an appropriately qualified professional.
Well, that's fascinating. So thank you so much, Charmaine, for shedding light on an issue that is important for all of us. Charmaine will be back next month for another Legal Eagle, where we will be talking about the role of executors. So do join us then on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle with Berry and Lambert Solicitors. In the meantime, you can contact the friendly and approachable team of solicitors at Berry and Lambert.co.uk.